We are learning Maseches Avodah Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top. The first word on the line is Pnim Veleko, starting on Rav Yosef. So once we mentioned that Rav Yosef Abba says that Rav Yirmiyah brought a Braisa and no one can answer it, the Gemara brings another Maisa where he brought a Braisa and no one can answer, and the next Braisa has nothing to do with Maseches Avodah Zarah. It has to do with Maseches Shvius, and maybe it could fit into Maseches Moed Katan as well. Omar Rav Yosef Ba'aba, Ikla Rabbi Yirmiyah Le'asrin, Rabbi Yirmiyah came to the city. He came with a Braisa. What did the Braisa say? The Braisa said, Maslim u'mishamim b'shvius. You're allowed to deworm the trees on Shemitah, and you're also allowed to patch up any hole in the bark, in the trunk, with, used to use some zevel there, and they tie it on it in order it shouldn't die, because it has a hole in it. And so you're allowed to plug up the tree on Shvius. These two things you're allowed to do on Shvius, because we're assuming that's not called Meleches Karka. You're just saving the tree, taking out the worms, or you're fixing up some kind of hole in the trunk. But on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to deworm it or plug the tree b'moed. Kan v'kan, both on Chol HaMoed and both on Shvius, ain megazmin. You can't prune the tree. Now I prune the tree, say on Chol HaMoed and say on Shvius, because you now do Melechas Karka, and also on Chol HaMoed, it's a Melacham. V'sochen shemen legozim. But something that was already pruned before Shvius, before Chol HaMoed, you'll have to smear oil on it in order that it shouldn't die. V'sochen shemen legozim, be'y moi, be'y Shvius. V'les nagar, b'lebar nagar defekeni. I don't have any Talmud Chacham who can answer this thing, can answer this braisa. Now we'll have to figure out exactly what's shver with this braisa. So Amar Ravina, we're going to analyze this by Arichas, what is wrong with this Braisa? So let's get clear, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa started off with saying, Maslim is Am Meshvias, Ve Maslim is Am Mayid. And both cases you can't do pruning. Both cases you could shmir on it shemen, on to a place where you pruned. And those are the halachas. So Amar Ravina, Anoloi Nagavla, Anoloi Bagar Anoga. I'm not a big Talmud Chacham, I'm not a son of a big Talmud Chacham. Well, forget it, I'll answer it. What's your Kasha? My Kasha like. Ilema moed Shvius is Yikasha, like the beginning, and says that on Shvius you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to deworm it, but not on Chol HaMoed. Ilema moed Shvius kashle, maishna Shvius the shari. Why on Shvius is the mutter? Because it's not called Avodas Karka, maishna moed Ashes. Why is it also on Chol HaMoed? Mi dami. You can't compare the two. Shvius melacha asher achmana. By Shvius, there's an Isser melacha. There's an Isser melacha. And here, there's no Issa Melechas Karka. Why? Because these things are not to make the tree better, it's to save the tree. That's fine. That so me dom shvius melacha asar chmana tircha shari. I do tircha, and here I'm just saving the tree. It's fine. Moye the fill tircha na miyosu. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, unless it's a big dove avod, you can't do tircha, or it's a tircha yisera is even also a dove avod. The truth is a tircha yisera is also even a dove avod. So Chol HaMoed you can't do this because it's too much of a tircha. So not a kasha. Chol HaMoed is also not because of melacha, because of tircha. And shvius is mutter because it's not a melachas karka. So that's not shver. First line is very easy. This is that. So elamai have different kasha. What's the kasha? Maishna zihum the shari. Why is zihum, which means plugging the tree, is mutter on shvius? Maishna gizum, which you say to prune the tree, is also on shvius. Maishna gizum the also. That's also not shvari. Mara says midami zihum ukma ilana. Zihum is there to keep the tree alive. Vishari gizum ivru ilana vasa. And gizum is to make the tree better, to help it grow better. And that's melechas avodas karka on shvius that you can't do. So that's not shvari either. Zihum is to save the tree. Gizim is to make it better. They can't do. Vasa. So that's not shver either. So what is shver? Velo must be shver. Zihum azihum kashle. The Ketani, here it says, maslim azihum shvius. They allowed to plug the tree on shvius. We let it plug it with zevel. That shouldn't die. Ramino asks you a kash from different Mishnah, Mishnah shvius, where it says, mishamim esanatiyos. He allowed to plug the tiyos with the zevel. The karchamay say you can wrap it. The kaitmay say it also means you can wrap it with afer with ashes. Va'islam batam, you make these little like wood frames around. You fill up with mud in order that the tree should last. Umashkenay say you can water the trees. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Tol Rosh Hashanah, which means Tol Rosh Hashanah is the Issa Shvius Midrabanan 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But since these trees might die, you're allowed to do that. Ad Rosh Hashanah im Shvius loy. So it's a kasha, ziyam aziyam. We have here a braisa that says that ziyam is mutter on shvius. We have a mishnah mesech shvius that says ziyam is only mutter to Rosh Hashanah. But after Rosh Hashanah, when shvius starts, you can't do it. So that's the kasha maybe have. So to Gemara, that's not sure either. But Domukar of Ukva Bachama. Domukar of Ukva Bachama, in the Sugya in Mayid Katam, where it talks about that if you're allowed to dig around the roots, so it's one place says mutter and the other place says aser. And he says treik kashkushke hava. There's two digging around the roots. One is to make the tree better, v'aser, because you're not allowed to make something grow better. V'chad l'stumi pili shari. One just to cover up the roots; it shouldn't die. Hachinami also by ziyam also treizumi hava. Chad l'ukmi lana. Some of them is partial to keep the tree alive. That you have to plug the hole. V'shari v'chad l'vri lana v'aser. The other one is to make the tree grow better, and that's aser. So that's not shver either. So what is shver with this brayso? Let's naga to explain it. What's shver? Vela, I'll tell you what shver. Sicha kashle. Tani, it says in this brayso, sochin shem legizum, that if you prune the tree and it has exposed branches that were cut off, so you let a smear oil on it, because you're saving the tree and it's not a big tircha. Braminu asks you a kasha. It says also by shvias, sochin es apagin, you have these young fruits on the tree, you're allowed to soak it with oil, umanakvim, you're allowed to make a hole in it, to fatten it, until Rosh Hashanah, you could take care of these fruits. You could play around with the fruit to make it more plump. Ad Rosh Hashanah in. But Shvius, only until Rosh Hashanah, after Shvius, not. So here it says, they're allowed to do sichas. What's going on? There it says, ain't they only sachin until Rosh Hashanah. So that's also not showing where it says, me dummy. Hacha, here, ukmilana. Here it's to keep the tree alive. You've pruned it. It has these open branches, exposed branches. You want to cover it with oil. There, you're trying to make the pears more plump. That's asa. Hasa patumi pear of asa. Hacha, ukmilana vishari. Hasa patumi pear of asa. So still, what shver? What is shver with the braisa? Omli Rav Sama Brei Rav Ashi Lorvina, I'll tell you what shver. Omli Rav Ashi, this is Sama Brei Rav Ashi Lorvina Rav Yirmiya. Sicha de moyed, azim de moyed kashalei. Mechti, it says in this braisa that you're not allowed to do zium on chalamoyed. And sicha you're allowed to do. What's the difference? Mechti, hai ukme va ukme. They're both here. We just finished saying clearly that by shvius, the reason is to keep it alive. So they're both to keep it alive. So why is zium of chalamoyed aser and sicha muta? What's the difference? You could have answered that maybe one's more tercha than the other one, but it's mashma, even if it's a big tercha. This is mutter's asa. So maishta hide the shari, maishta hide the asa. Why this one mutter, why is asa? Hind the karma leles nagar lebar nagar frikeni. That's what I meant to say. There's no tam chacham who can answer this brisa. So that's what happened over here. That was the bottom line. The shah was in chalamoyed alone, in the same brisa alone. This is the sugar problem. It says you can't be mazimim b'chalamoyed, and it says you could be sochin. What's the difference? They're both to keep the tree alive. So why one is mutter, why one is asa? Now we'll go back to our regular programming to Avodah Zarah. Talk to Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Avodah Chavim Sha'ivdim Oisah B'Makal. If there's Avodah Zarah, that the way you worship it is with a stick. Now, how do you worship with the stick? You shake a stick in front of it, or you tap a stick in front of it. You use a stick to serve it as Avodah Zarah. So, Halach is Shava Makal B'Fenei Achayiv. If you broke a stick in front of it, you're Chayiv. Zorak makal v'nei apatim. If you threw the makal in front of it, the halacha is your potter. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, "I'm like a bayil rabba. Maishno shavar the havli ke'ein zvicha. Why is shever chayiv? Because like you shechted it, you broke it, so it's like you shechted it. Zorak nami havli ke'ein zvicha. It's like zvicha in the base of mikdash. On Malay, bina zvicha mishtaberes v'leka. You need a zvicha that spreads apart like with liquid. Mashenka, this is not spread apart. It goes in one piece." It's not called a Zrika. So just to explain this. So Rashi explains like this. We know when it comes to Avodah Zarah, if Avodah Zarah has a certain way of worshipping it, then if someone does that, he's chayiv. Even if it's the craziest thing. If the way you worship Avodah Zarah is by standing on your head and blowing bubbles, and you did that to this Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv, not a shayla. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, that has different ways of worshipping, but you shech the animal in front of it, that's also chayiv. We learn from a pasuk that if you do something like avodah zarah, it's also chayiv. This case is an in-between case where you have your worshiper with the mako, but you didn't do exactly the right thing. What you did was you broke it. So here, if you did a maisa like pnim, even though it's not exactly like maisa pnim, because it's not a behema, but since the makal for this vayizara is like a behema, because that's what you usually worship, so when I crack it, that's like a zvicha. But zrika, the reason why you're not chayiv, is because the zrika is not a real zrika. Now, if the way of servicing the vayizara was by throwing it, so then avada be chayiv. So here's not the way of throwing it. And if the way of servicing, worshiping the Avodah Zarah is by cracking it, then you wouldn't have to say Cain like it's Cain's Zvicha. So pshat is like this. We need the makal just to make that it's kein zvicha, but then the zvicha is only alts kein pnim. That's the biggest idea you have to keep in mind. So it's like an in-between case. It's not a case where you're doing a regular avodas pnim, and it's not a case you're doing mamash the right worshipping. You're doing in-between. But you're using something that's usually worshipped there, and you're cracking it. So it has to be like pnim, which is a zvicha. Mashenken zvicha, it doesn't spread out. It doesn't scatter. So therefore, it's not a regular zvicha. Eisvei, I'm asking a kasha on this side. This is a side of Rav, a bigger side. So it's Eisvei. It says that if someone goes to Avodah Zarah and sofas lo tzoya, he fed it tzoya, which means a waste from a person. Or he poured on it, poured to it a pitcher of meraglayim of urine. The loch is yechay. The loch is the yechay for Avodah Zarah. And even though that's not the way you worship it, so bishlama. Avet shemir aglayim ikas zrika mishtaveris. We understand here it's like a zrika. El etzoya my zrika mishtaveris iko. Where's the zrika mishtaveris? It's not a zrika, and it's not the way you worship it. So why are you chayiv? So tomorrow, but soya lecha. Talking about wet soya, and therefore it does scatter, it does spread, and therefore it is a din of zrika. Now you have to speak out. Was it normal to worship this with soya mir aglayim, or wasn't it at all? If it wasn't at all, it's not a din into the case before. So Rashi's not clear what he's saying. Well, look at Tosfos. Reading Tosfos now, but tzarich loymar, even though that wasn't the way of worshiping, the mekamokim hoysa regila betzayla betzaya. The Rav Yehuda lemechayev v'shvirus makel, ela v'shvirus makel, because he used that. Va'afagav adam bilazvicha rak ba'isus regila makel, only with something that's rogel b'makel. So you have to speak that out that here was rogel betzaya, and therefore. The Gemara's kasha was, why bishlam amir glam yechayiv? Because that's like a zrika, like a pnim. But soya, why yechayiv? Kamash v'lon, that the case is, we're making the case that soya is a soya lecha. So the Gemara, maybe Rav is mechagis tanoim. Lema katanoi. It says in a verse like this, shachat l'chagav, if you shechted a grasshopper for a avodah zarah, again, that was not the way of worshipping the avodah zarah, you just shechted l'chagav, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv, v'chamam paitrim. My lab al kamifiki. Maybe this is the machlekes. The marasov aminin kein zvicha. Marasov loyimin kein zvicha. Do you say so? Vayku Rav's chiddush was you say kein zvicha on a stick, even though it's not a behema. So maybe that's the machlekes of here. Do you say kein zvicha on something that's not a behema? It's a chagav. So maybe that's machlekes. Rav is totally machlekes. Marasov ar kein zvicha. Marasov loyimin kein zvicha. Ela kein pnim. Only when it's kein pnim. So maybe Rav is machlekes tanoim. It's more loy. It's even worse. The kuliyam loyimin kein zvicha. Everyone holds not like Rav. Ela ke'im p'nim b'imi. V'ino, ini ke'im p'nim. V'shani chogov, chogov as a ma'ilo, hoil v'tzavoroi doim l'tzav v'hema. Since its neck is doim l'tzav v'hema, it has a long neck, and you can give it a regular shkita, so it has more of a din shkita in there, that's why there there's a tzad shvichai. But b'etzem, by a stick, there's no tzad maybe. There's no tzad. And chrabi, v'yishvaram rab. And the truth is that here also you have to speak out like Tosha speaks out, that the chen, Tosha says, the chen he the chagav, tzarech loyma sho'ivdim oisoy bechagav, be'inyan achar shloy v'shchita. It has to be, because it has to be like a makal. That's what Tosha speaks out. And he brings a few rayas to this, that has to be like that. Rashi's not mashma so much like that. Rashi's mashma, if you look at top Rashi, shachal chagav v'chol avoid is chavim sheva oilam. Be'in dagwa, it sounds like any avoid is ara. And therefore, the Tavah says, dafka gavi makal is different than a chagav, because a chagav is more doimer to the pnim ve'etzem, because it's a behema, it's a balchai, and has a long neck, and that's why there it's better. So Gemara's coming out, that's not a machlekes tanoim, it's even worse. It could be the kuliyama, we don't hold by makel. Here it's something special, because here it's similar to a behema.